Good morning, everyone. This is Vicki Rice. I want to welcome you to our podcast here from LaPorte Outreach. I hope that you're having a great morning and that you're hearing the voice of the Lord speak to you today. I want to give you a sneak peek on what we're doing for the weekend. I'm going to be speaking this weekend on trustworthy faith. And I want to talk just a little bit about that right now. Trustworthy faith cannot be correctly measured or counted on with the first glance at a born-again experience. The same as a brand new baby has all the potential in the world to love Jesus or to love you back the way that you love them, to love others back as friends and that kind of thing, to walk in the good ways you're going to teach them as they grow up. They got great potential to do great things in life, to be completely successful and fulfill their destiny in Christ. But even though you give birth to this precious little gift from heaven, your baby will have to learn from infancy every one of those things and much, much more. There will be many times of teaching, practicing what they've learned, and then being tested in that before they can be trusted in them or teach or lead anyone else when they grow up. You know, growing in our faith works the same way as that. We start out as a newborn and we learn or not learn as we grow and are taught and choose to learn. As babies, we're given the measure of faith from God. Romans 12 says, "But to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." When we're babies, we cry. We know somebody's coming to help us. That's infant faith. That's real faith. That's really, really faith when that baby cries. It's crying out. It was created to do that. Our babies were. That kind of faith will move a mother to tears, or it'll get parents up in the middle of the night to change, you know, diapers, the mess we've made, or, you know, go get the baby bottle and supply what we need in the way of nutrition and comforting our hungry little tummies. So it's most definitely real, true faith put into us by God. But that's not at all what it takes to move a mountain. There's a whole lot of growing and learning, you know, lots of irritations, circumstances, corrections, exercising ourselves and those muscles of faith we started out with as an infant, that we have to go through the actual testing it takes to be established in what I'm calling trustworthy faith. That kind of faith has to be tested. And I was thinking about the difference between Simon and Jesus, Simon Peter and Jesus. And I'll be talking a little bit about that this weekend. But, you know, Peter in Matthew 26, 31 through 35, here's what Jesus said. On the way, Jesus told them, "Tonight, all of you will desert me. For the scriptures say, God will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Peter declared, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you." And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, Peter. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times that you even know me." "No," Peter insisted. "Even if I have to die with you, I will never, ever deny you." And all the other disciples, you know, vow the same thing. And then we see after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way, he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to him, "We are going with you." So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Then feed my lambs." And a second time he did, and he said, "If you love me, tend my sheep." And then the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved at that point because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Then if you do, feed my sheep." What he was doing was reestablishing Peter in his true faith. and Peter had unfaithful issues during his walk with Jesus, but Jesus knew his heart truly loved him. You know, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter became bold and solid, established. He was totally dependable, completely trustworthy all the way to his own death for the gospel of Christ. He stood tall in trustworthy faith. And that's where the Lord wants to take us. Not that we make a confession that we know him, but that we're in it for the whole trip. We're in it for the long haul. So, Lord, I just call on your name this morning, and I pray over everyone that's listening that your strength would be in us. Lord, we would hear your voice, and we would respond to you, not just at the beginning of the trip, but all the whole journey as we walk along with you, Lord, that you will grow us in our faith and establish us, make us trustworthy, that when we give our word to you and say, Lord, we belong to you, we mean it, and we're in it for the completion. We give you praise in Jesus' name. God bless everybody. Have a great day.